Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everybody. We've got a special edition today. Guess what? Not only do we have Eric and Veronica, his main voice, but we also have Robert Burke. You guys love Robert. And we're going to devote the entire hour to answering your questions with Eric via Robert and Veronica. So you guys want to start? Y'all ready to take our first caller?
I would, but first, this is Veronica. First, I'd like to say welcome, Robert. I love the space that you hold, and I love, love, love that you're with us. So welcome.
Oh, thank you, Veronica.
I think most of the people on the blog know my story with Robert and how he came into my life. But if you don't, then you can do a search on the blog and find it. It's kind of a funny story. I wanted to meet him for lunch, and my kids and my husband, no, he could be an axe murderer. Don't meet him. Of course, if anybody knows Robert, he's like as far away from an axe murderer as they come. So, also, I want to give a shout out to MyParanormal.com for letting us do this thing. And, all right, well, let's take the first caller, and that is somebody from the 626 area code. Hello, how are you doing? Uh-oh, no, wait, let me press it again.
It didn't click.
There we go, 66 area code. Who are we talking to?
The tough circumstance, I could...
Hi there.
My 5-second breath, isn't it? You breathe in for 3 seconds and hold it or something like that. It's supposed to calm you down, help you think better. So, yeah. I need you to work on that.
Practice, anyway.
It's gotta be practice. Yep.
It's so easy to go straight to
hello?
Anger
and
resentment. Yeah, it's easier. Why? Just tap into the...
Hello?
Bible study.
Did I miss something? I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
I
don't know what's going on.
I think they don't realize they're on
Be
on
angry with
call.
God. Write it all down right here and then let it go.
All righty then.
Hello?
Wait, do we have that person in the 626 area code?
Hello?
Hey, there you are. All right, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Tara.
Okay, you want to ask Eric something?
I first want to make sure you guys are talking to me. I'm so sorry. I'm not used to usually you guys starting off with a bit of a comment time, so I wasn't prepared for you. I'm sorry.
Tara, we have no idea what's going on here, so just go with the flow.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh.
It's just loosey-goosey.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just ecstatic to be getting through right now. I'm so sorry. I apologize. You know, I have a lot going on in life right now. I'm all over the place. As you can tell, this phone call is all over the place. If I could ask Eric a question, it would just be what message could he give me at this time to help calm me down, help with what all is going on in my life.
So Eric just chimed in, jumped up, and really quickly said ginger root.
Ginger
root.
Okay.
Let's explore that. You know, look into the calming principles, the healing energy of ginger root, and also with the word root, as he said ginger root, he emphasized you getting to the root of what the real issue is, because that's the only way you're going to have calm. So could the real issue be that you're trying to wear too many faces and please too many people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, there's a huge imbalance around you. And Robert, anytime you're ready to chime in, honey, go ahead.
No, it's okay. You go ahead. I can feel the energy is with you. So.
There's a huge imbalance around you, and you're being pulled. It's like you're like a Gumby. You know, somebody's stretching this way, somebody's stretching that way, and you're trying to do it all. And as a result, you're dropping too many things, and a lot of those things are important to you. So Eric says, calm down, catch your breath, drink your tea, do your ginger root, and figure out what matters most to you, because that's what matters. Does that help?
That does help, yeah.
Is there a specific thing you need guidance on?
I wish I could give you a hug right now because I know you're really struggling. And I've been in this before where, you know, people just ask so much of us sometimes. And it's really hard to set our boundaries and pick our battles. And sometimes we get surrounded by emotional vampires that suck us dry. And you just have to say, hey, I got too much on my plate. You need to step away and let me catch my breath.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Easier said than done.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's easier said than done.
You're right. I know that was my one question. I don't know if we could go a little bit further into something that happened to my son.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 4-year-old boy. He was touched inappropriately by another boy, and ever since the incident, I'm lost and completely all over the place, and I don't know how to help my son or handle the situation and all the people involved.
Well, what? How is he reacting? Maybe it's no big deal to him. Maybe he's just picking up on this frenetic energy from everybody else that is unnecessary. But I don't know. Robert, what's Eric telling you?
Yeah, well, I mean, just before Eric gets into it, I mean, was there a wide age gap? Was this kid much older?
The kid is 4, and the boy who did touch him, he's 8 years old.
Yeah.
Because what Elisa was saying is what Eric was also bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the energy that the parents are projecting, the kid will pick up on that. Children are they basically are sponges. They will pick up on the energy that is surrounding them. And so if the parents are all distressed and feel like this was horrible and this was this and violation and all that, the kid is going to feel like they've been victimized also. This is a scenario where these are two kids who are very young. I don't know if curiosity is the right word, but it's just about, they're new to this world. They don't necessarily know all of what life is about, you know, what the bearings are and all of that kind of stuff. And so those kinds of things will happen. If a child, these kinds of things too, when children are young, the kinds of things that, you know, may happen, you know, we have to, as parents, remember that we also can shape their perception of those events. So if we present it to them in a way, Eric says, with, as being resilient, as being understanding that, in this situation, Eric's kind of like bumping me all over the place. And sometimes when I'm on the channel with Eric, he will kind of throw me around in all kinds of directions, and then I won't be able to get the words out right. But anyway, but he says, just remember the energy that you're bringing to the situation. Because those kinds of things will help him later on in life when there's another experience that he needs to, you know.
Handle.
So Eric says, just consider the situation. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you as a doctor, I remember we had this class called IPE, and it was all about sexuality. And one class was about the sexuality, quote unquote, between kids. And when they do things like that, it is like Eric and Robert said, just sometimes just about curiosity. And we bring our own, sexual hang-ups into the equation and make things a lot worse. It's absolutely normal for kids to do this. this kind of thing, okay. Depending on how far, obviously, you know. That's not a mean,
because Eric's chiming in and saying, you know, these kinds of events, when a child is going and they're exploring things, they're being curious, and then the parents react to that in a very negative way, the child can then either become very secretive about being curious, which could lead them down a mm-hmm. path that is very unhealthy for them, or it can make them completely averse to being curious at all. And either way, it's not good for them.
I would just tell the son, hey, look, this is no big deal if it's no big deal to you. You just have feelings. If this, what he did is uncomfortable to you, then you let us know. If it's not, that's fine. This can be, you know, just normal exploration. But
y'all said the same thing. And Eric used the word exploratory to me. And Eric also said that the positive thing to come out of this is your time to shape the way you have conversations with your son about not only his body, but about the world. And the way that you show him truth and hold space for him to have an opinion.
Good.
That's great. That's what we've been doing. I think the situation with my son's been handled great. I think what's been tearing me up inside is the possibility that something has been done to the other boy or is going on with the other boy to make him act it out on my son. So that's where I've been torn up inside. It sounds like it was a pretty innocent thing then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how Eric has presented it. He never brought up any kind of issues with the other child.
No, me either.
If there had been, he would have made me feel that way.
Oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great.
Well, thank you for calling. I hope that helps you.
It does. Hey, thank you so much.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, let's take somebody from the 443 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hello.
Hey,
what's
your first name?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Daria.
Hey, Daria, what you got for us?
Hi, so my question is, I would say that I'm a spiritual person and that I'm practicing spirituality, but for a while now I felt distant from my family and my friends, and I feel like disconnected from a lot of people. Like, I feel like I just have this mind that's just different from theirs, and I'm wondering, like, what's going on? Like, why is this happening?
The first thing Eric said is that you're actually coming into your own and you're looking for your people, meaning you need to create space in your life to find like-minded people. And you're not going to lose people in your life because of this. They're just going to be put on hold while you figure out who you are and what your gifts are.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're not going to go anywhere. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And Eric was also saying that, you know, this whole period of feeling like you're disconnected and everything, Eric says it's an opportunity for you to really go into yourself, to investigate, you know, who you are, where you want to go with spirituality, what direction the spirituality or your journey in general is taking you. All of that, he said, pay attention to that. And you'll know, you know, if it's right, because it's going to feel right. It's going to feel right. You know, like you belong there.
And are you very young?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Yeah. And so Eric is saying there's still a lot of the, you're still, how is he showing me? It's like you're breaking, it's like you're cutting the umbilical cord, he's showing me, that, you know, you still want to stay connected to them and because they're your family, but, you know, it's time for you to cut the umbilical cord, and you're not sure how to do that because you get fed something from your tribe. And that's just the way it is. You know, you don't have to cut them off forever, but you may have to set, as Elisa said in the last call, boundaries.
Wow, that was perfect. Because I'm just not close to my family. And then with my friends, I'm just not close to them. And I've had this one best friend for like 9 years, and I'm just wondering like if we should still be friends anymore, or like why we're still holding on to each other. Because I believe like not everyone is meant to be in your life forever. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out like where do I go from now, like from here.
Yeah, sometimes our family and friends are just here temporarily to honor some sort of spiritual contract, and the contract is complete.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. We have somebody from the 530 area code. Let's see who we have. Hi there, how are you doing? Can you hear us?
Hi.
Hey, who are we talking to? Yes.
This is Kathy calling from California.
Hey, Kathy. What have you got for our boy?
I don't know how to exactly word this. I have encountered what I consider to be an evil spirit in my house.
Ooh.
who's been harassing me quite severely, and I've been frightened, and I've saged to my house. I've been wearing a crucifix. I pray. And although he's backed off quite a bit, I still feel his presence in my house. And I wanted to ask Eric what is the best way to get rid of him.
Well, what is it anyway? Let's start out with that, too.
Are you asking me or Eric?
Oh, no. I'm asking either Robert or Veronica.
Did you recently have someone who passed away?
Yes, I did.
Male?
Yes.
Okay. So this spirit, Eric is showing me that there's some sort of connection, not that this energy, I'll call it an energy versus a spirit, not that this energy is your deceased loved one. There's some sort of lesson here. There's some sort of lesson here for you to get. And all right, let me back up. Did you have something unresolved with the person that passed away?
I would think I would have to answer yes to that. Yes.
Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. And this is, I don't know why. And this is how Eric is talking to me very quickly. So please forgive the delivery. The way that you get rid of this energy is by dealing with, even if it's just you sitting down on your couch, having a conversation with this person that passed away in your family, and closing the chapter. Because I know it seems like it's around the block here, but this energy is not your father that's in your house, but it's there to call your attention to the situation. Because think about it. Why Eric brought up this right away. That's why that energy is in your house. It's not there to hurt you. It's there to have you open your eyes to heal, mend, and close the chapter.
So it's here to help you, I guess, right?
Yes. So. Yes. But we determine help. We think that help should look a certain way, Eric is saying, and, you know, it should be wrapped with a bow and be fluffy, and, you know, but it's not always that way. So, honey, this is a gift, believe it or not.
I'm scaring the dickens out of me.
Don't be scared, because Eric assures me it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you. It's there to open your eyes.
Well,
Eric
how
said it's an external.
Can we get it to be like less scary? Hello? Got the memo.
That would be nice.
Eric said it's an external manifestation of an internal struggle.
There you go.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
And
Robert, I couldn't hear that.
Okay. You said it's an external manifestation of an internal struggle.
Mm.
He said, he makes me feel like you've had issues where you felt victimized. This entity is like a projection of that. And I guess with your father's passing and all of that kind of stuff, it kind of brought that energy out, and it's just kind of hovering. I mean, let me know if it's resonating. But this
you're right. You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, He said he's going into what Veronica said also. He said you need to lay down on the bed or some place where you can be comfortable and speak to your father. Just speak to him. You can either do it out loud or you can do it in your head. It doesn't matter. But make sure that you're comfortable and you say everything you needed to say. He said if it helps you, you can write those things down instead and then burn it. But either way, you're getting it out. And he said in the next time that this entity comes up, and starts trying to fuck with you, because these are his words, he said you put your foot down. And this is your opportunity to take your power back.
Awesome.
This is your opportunity, he said, to be the warrior. He said that you are that.
I used to think I wasn't until this happened.
Well, Eric is also saying to cleanse even more quickly. He'll do what we said, you know, what Eric said through us, but the scent of gardenia.
Oh,
okay.
And lavender also, for some reason, lavender, he said. Yeah, gardenia and lavender. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Also, there's a pink, I'm sorry, there's also a pink quartz, he said. Is this mostly like in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Most of you sometimes in your bedroom, right?
That it happens?
Yes. Put the.
Yes.
Okay. Because he said take the pink quartz. You know, you can find them at crystal shops or whatever. Put it under your bed. I don't know. It's something with that energy. He's telling me that pink quartz has a lot of, pink energy, which represents love. That's something that can be very protective. And it can also help to nurture you to do that as well.
What about talking to a medium, through a medium to her father and having a conversation to help resolve this more quickly?
No, Eric says that this has to be something she does with him because there are things that they need to talk about together. This is not something, well, he makes me feel like this is not something you that's going to be, it's like you need to do it on your own.
Okay.
It's a part of you.
I was
actually,
with him when he passed.
Yeah.
I thought
we
had things resolved when he passed. I was holding his hand when he died, and I did the eulogy at his funeral. I did the whole funeral thing, and you know, but I don't know.
But Eric says
there's
Eric
still
says
a piece.
So that's just what I was going to say. Eric was saying though that a lot of what was going on at that time, you know, you're trying to be nurturing and to take care of him in that way because that's what he needed, right?
Yes.
And Eric says, but there are still things that were left over that now that his energy has been freed, you have to process that. You have to step aside from that part of you that was wanting to be compassionate for him in that moment and to approach that other side that may not always be so nice, you know?
Okay.
So he says this is something that you two have to do together. And you can do it. He will hear you. And you will
feel
it because there will be a sense of relief.
Okay, I will do that immediately.
All right.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Sorry.
Yeah, let us know.
I will. Thank you. Elisa, you have a heart of gold. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet, sweetie. I'm praying for you. Bye.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night, honey.
Yeah, she emailed me about this. I remember. This kind of stuff freaks me out. You know, I just can't imagine how brave you have to be to deal with negative entities like that in your space. It's scary. Oh.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing about all of that is, you know, if we allow ourselves to get into the fear of it all, you know, some negative entities, whether they are conscious or not, they will feed off of that. And you have to keep your wits about you. And, you know, Eric is saying in the bigger picture, it's about helping you to stand on your own two feet, just like what he was saying to that woman.
Yeah, I think there's a theme.
You know, and yeah, it's about, you know, pumping out your chest, you know, knowing that, you know, you are strong.
Yeah.
Because Eric says, think about this shit. Eric says, we are all energy. That's all that we are. And energy and an equal playing field. There's nothing stronger to any other energy. It's all the same. Eric says that the key is you have to realize that that's what it is, though. If you don't realize it, then something else can come up and bully you.
Yeah, true.
Bully
all,
is the word.
We all got the same level of power. We can all shoot lightning out of our fingers if we want to.
Yay. Absolutely.
That's a cool party trick right there. I'd like to know how to do that. All right, let's see someone. 301 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear us?
Hi.
Yeah, can you hear me? This is Darla.
Yes. How are you, and what's your first name, and where are you from?
Darla from Maryland.
Oh, yeah, Darla. How are you doing?
Oh, I feel better. My son just had a stillborn baby on November 12th.
Oh, yeah.
The grief is overpowering.
Do you want a message from the baby and why she's having the way it did?
Yeah,
how can we help you?
We don't know what happened. He was perfect.
Mm-hmm. I have a message from Eric. I'm sorry. Eric is asking me to ask you, was there some disharmony or disconnect in the family, between the families?
No, they wanted this baby so badly.
No. So mm-hmm. I'm talking, Eric, not I'm talking about, Eric is talking about this life, this soul, this energy, this child brought something together, brought, there was a harmony, there was an unconditional love that was born out of this soul being as it was. Is that true? Can you see that?
Yes. It brought our families together very closely.
So this soul, and I can't even imagine. I had a miscarriage, but I can't even imagine this situation. But Eric is saying, please know that this soul came there with that mission, with that contract for that duration. And I can tell you this, Eric is saying very confidently that soul did what it needed to do in that lifetime. So please, I hope that brings you some sort of comfort. And listen, I want to tell you, there's another soul circling them very quickly with another child.
That's all she talks about is getting pregnant right away.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, within the next 4 months, Eric is saying that there will probably be another child inside.
Will it be the same soul or a different one?
I'm picking up a different one.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I get. Robert, how about you?
Right, that's what I get the same thing. This stillborn is with a male child?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's what I feel. And the next one will be female.
But that's exactly what I was just about to say. I feel the next one will be female also.
Female.
Very spunky.
Oh. And everything will be okay.
Very
I don't
quickly,
feel anything
answer
with,
Eric.
With this next child.
Right.
This was their first child, that the stillborn?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Eight and a half months.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
8 and a half months.
I know. I can't even imagine.
That happened to me too.
God bless
horrible. And I had a stillborn because apparently that Seth was his name was preparing me for Eric's law. So
right.
But
do you have a specific message that you can get from this child? Does he have a name?
Timothy Walter Sidnor.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a message from Timothy for his parents or for Darla?
The one thing I hear him say is that, you know, nobody did anything wrong. Everything was done exactly as it was supposed to. That he was taken care of very well.
Yeah.
There's nothing out of the ordinary that would indicate that there would be some problem. Nothing happened, with the doctors or any of that. What he said.
No. Will they find out what the cause was?
I heard him say no.
Okay.
Well, let's hopefully keep that unconditional love going. Keep it alive so that passing away is not in vain. He was a brave soul to come in and sacrifice himself to bring love into the family. And
just
I hope everybody remembers
just a few days ago, like was this just 3 days ago, like
November 12th.
Yeah. Okay.
But it feels like yesterday.
Oh gosh.
Oh, and you know what? Listen, find Timothy wants you to find the love in this situation. Because okay. He assures, like Robert said, there's nothing that anyone did wrong. And for the, as for the reason, he just stopped being. It was time. And I know that doesn't make sense on a human level, but I promise you, I can tell you, I feel it so strongly. And I'm so in love with the energy of this little soul, of what it did and what it came in for.
Do you think
one of them, you know, there was something he brought up something about. The boy was saying something. He was saying he brought up something about something that happened 3 or 4 days ago. Are you familiar with anything? I know there's been a lot that's been going on, but
yeah,
it felt like
know.
He was trying to give us a sign or something like 3 or 4 days ago. Something.
I don't.
He showed up a picture. Yeah, he showed a picture frame that fell off of a shelf.
The picture did come off the wall.
Yeah, picture fell off the wall. Yeah, that was him. That was him.
Oh.
Just trying to let you know that he's okay.
Okay.
Do you think Timothy will come back into the family eventually?
Eric says that once a soul is connected genetically, DNA-wise, yes, it absolutely does come back into the same family. Now, perhaps not this life. That we have to wait and see.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, I hope that gives you some peace, Darla.
Yes, it does. Thank you all so very much.
Many blessings, sweetheart.
God bless you all.
Yeah.
I love you.
Sending you prayers. Love you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, she and I have been communicating. It's just, oh, gosh, it's just so rough. Mm. I understand.
I hate to learn lessons that way, but you know what? I totally get. We get that because, it took me a lot of years to understand, you know, why the homeless man's homeless and why the, you know, I just. It just doesn't bring comfort, though, I don't think, in the moment, you know.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's somebody from the 111 area code. I don't know. Maybe this is a Skype call. It's 111-1111. Hi there. How are you doing? Anybody home? Hello? Anybody there?
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes. Sorry about that.
No problem. Would you like to ask Eric a question? Oh, wait. First of all, what's your first name?
It's Jane.
Hey, Jane. What would you like to ask?
Just want to know if my company will allow me to work from home.
Is that the question? You know what? It's going to be a lot of moving and shaking, and Eric is telling me there's a lot of moving parts to it to get you to be able to work from home, and technology's involved. Is that true?
Yes.
And so once they can figure out exactly how to secure the technology, it will happen, he says. So, in other words, once they get all the logistics figured out, because more and more people are doing that in your company, is that correct?
Yes. The only thing I met with a director and a manager today, and it's just, they said, I live in an apartment, they said, you have a room with a door, and the only room I have with a door is the bedroom. And the washroom, and I thought, okay, you know, they're asking me because, you know, they don't want me, I guess, to work in the living room or kitchen. So I was wondering, you know, if they're
that's
even going to allow me to.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, that's...
Like, what do you do, top secret business?
Yeah, so I was wondering what that was all about.
Well, it has to do with workplace ergonomics and making sure that you've got an environment where you can go into and close yourself off so that you can have quiet and be able to focus.
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. But I was wondering why they would ask me, you know, I mean, I live on my own. I don't have kids, you know, running around or anything like that.
I know. When it comes to corporate stuff, they pretty much just blanket everybody, you know. I guess you could say CYA, you know, cover themselves.
What does she need to do to make it
off on the box that they ask that question on it?
Yeah. So chances are they will allow me.
So what do they need to do to? What does she need to do to make this happen?
Eric,
I think it's more on their. Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Eric, go ahead, Robert. What you're going to say? Yeah. Well, you can finish what Eric said real quick because I feel like what you say will build on what Eric wants me to say.
it's kind of like the ball is in their court in the sense that technologically they're figuring out how to create this connection, how to get you remote access. Like, it just the logistics of it is really all I feel is in the way. And Eric is absolutely saying yes, logistics. It's a matter of where, when, how, that kind of thing.
And also Eric says that when it comes to speaking with them to present your case, it sounds like you've already done this, to present your case about why this is necessary for you. How this could, okay, great. Yeah, because that's important as well. Eric says it has to show that it will make you a more productive employee, that, it won't affect your ability to be productive. You know, it's playing that whole side of it, Eric says. Eric says the corporate bullshit.
Yeah.
Song and dance and shit.
You can tell them that you can take breaks to meditate because most CEOs know that meditation improves production. And you can say, hey, I can do it a lot easier in my living room than I can in the middle of the lunchroom. But anyway, I hope that helps.
Eric, go ahead, Robert. Eric said that wouldn't really fly with this company.
No. Do you do some sort of customer service stuff?
Yes, I work in a call center, and they have a new shift that they're going to have from 4 p.m. to midnight. And, they're asking all these questions, and I wasn't sure how it went. Like, I almost thought that, you know, maybe I'm not going to get it.
Is this a new position for you?
No, I've been with the company for over 11 years. And,
but this would be new? This role would be new?
The role would not be new. It's just, you know, working from home. That's what the new is.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and the shift, the new shift. It's a, you know, they're going to be now open from 4 p.m. to midnight. Before, it used to be from, you know, like we're Mondays to Fridays are open until 10 p.m. So they're thinking of increasing
Eric,
hours.
He's very confident that it's yours. Now, the only reason it might not be yours is if they decide not to do it at all, to let anybody do it. But you are a shoo-in for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know, because I kind of thought, oh, maybe they're not going to consider me because of, you know, I don't have a place. Are they going to come to my place to make sure that, because they said that
just to set you up.
Just to
help you technologically get set up, just to help you with technology.
Oh, okay, because I thought they're going to, look at my, come to my place and review my place and see if, you know, because again, I don't have a door. I don't have a room with a door unless I work from my bedroom. But there's no room in my bedroom.
Eric said, dude, you got a fucking front door. It's your front door. You got a door. It's your front door.
That's right. Yeah, it should.
I never heard of such a thing.
That's weird. I was wondering. I thought maybe it's just their way of not allowing me to work from home or something.
I don't know.
I mean, this is not Eric channeling. This is just me talking from experience. But it's in the best interest of corporations. More and more of them want to move more people from working at, to working at home because, you know, they save money on space, office space, and all of that kind of stuff.
And productivity increases.
They wouldn't allow me to work before because of my sales. We have sales targets to meet, and they wouldn't allow me. I asked, you know, before in previous years, and they wouldn't allow me. Twice I asked before, and now because of this new shift, you know, I asked again, and so that's, you know, I won't know.
It's lining up. It's lining up for you.
So chances are good then of me working from home? Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
I'm glad because I'll have to
good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank both of you. Take care.
Bye, honey.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Aww.
All right, so let's see if we have somebody from the 780 area code. 780
Hello,
area.
Everyone.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Hi.
And I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you guys so much for taking my call. So I've been listening to all your channelings, and it's transformed my life. And the reason you guys have just been unbelievable. You've answered so many questions that I've had. So the question I have tonight is that back in 2007, I became a clinical hypnotherapist. I believe my passion and my reason for being here on Earth is to help souls. So when I first started, I was raising four kids who are all grown now. And when I started, I found that I was able to help my patients or my clients a lot more by doing regression work. And in times, I was able to have them connect with the spiritual realm. So they were able to see their, you know, their past loved ones and those kinds of things. But I suffer from debilitating fatigue. And I really want to go back into the practice. I am now divorced. And so money, of course, is a factor. But I want to know, like, from the spiritual point of view, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Great question.
Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. Eric says, when it comes to what it is we're meant to do in life, he said you need to ask yourself, is it feeding you? Is it bringing you joy? Right?
Oh,
Eric says, you know
absolutely.
What that feels like.
There we go.
He said, there's your answer.
Wow.
He said, that's your answer.
I find that I'm so empathic that, like, I even have a hard time going out into public because I feel the energies of people. And I, even though I'm extremely friendly, when I go out in public, like, I believe, like, I feel them. Like, one day I saw a young man eating a sandwich, and I felt so much love that this young man was eating a sandwich that I started crying. Like, it was like I could feel that. I don't even know quite what to say, but I just want to know, like, if there's a way that Eric, you know, can help guide me so that I can be the best therapist for the people that come in to see me.
Yeah. Eric says that the fatigue, you wanted to talk about the fatigue. Have you gotten a diagnosis or looked into it? Because he felt like there was something you were eating that's like exacerbating this.
Wow. You know, it's something. It's interesting, Eric, because I started a fast on the first.
Like a wheat thing? Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I'm doing a water fast right now. I'm not having anything but water because I find that I feel the best when I don't eat.
Right.
So he's on to something.
He's talking about, I don't know if it doesn't feel like it's all wheat products. There are certain kinds of products, though, with wheat that, it's like nothing, it's just basically you need to be paying attention to when you're eating stuff with wheat in it. How you feel, right? Eric says, because exercise, this cleanse is an opportunity for you then to slowly introduce things into your diet, and then
okay.
it'll give you a chance to see if you start to feel bad again, right? And then pay attention to what
okay.
it was you ate, and then don't eat that again, right?
Okay.
But it feels like it's revolving around wheat. Like it is, like when you eat the wheat, it creates like this inflammation. Like it's not like a high amount, just a little bit. But it's like there's a little bit of it that starts in your belly, in your stomach, and then it goes into your intestines. And,
interesting, because I do,
like,
I bloat right up.
Wow.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
telling me, I don't know what this means, but he's telling me semolina. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, that's
semolina. It's hidden in a lot of things, so you just never
yeah.
know.
Right. Yeah, that's the word I kept hearing, semolina.
Yeah.
Semolina.
And for you, he says that your energy is very centered around earth energy, green.
Okay.
Lots of, you know. So, you know, try to eat, you know, more vegetables.
Right. I'm a vegetarian, so.
Okay, good. Perfect. That's
yeah.
very good. So you're already
wonderful.
Doing that. So there's, so the wheat is probably something that, you know, you could easily cut down on. The other thing.
So are we allowed to, when I'm working with clients and I have them deep in hypnosis.
There's one other thing you. That's
Go
one
ahead.
Of the things you wanted to add real quick. I'm sorry. I don't
oh,
mean
sure.
to interrupt. But it's, he says your fatigue, B vitamins,
oh,
like a
yes,
B complex.
Okay.
A B complex, but also because this is something he added with me, and this helped me too because I also deal with fatigue issues. A B12. There's
okay.
a kind of B12 you can buy that is, you just put it under your tongue. These are
oh,
like little tablets.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah. He recommended like anywhere from 2 to 5,000 milligrams. This is what he's suggesting. Yeah. He says to try that also. And then the other thing is ubiquinol, CoQ10
okay.
or ubiquinol, either one, will be helpful also. He said that what's happening is the fatigue from a spiritual perspective, you know, with your energy being so empathic and you're picking up on a lot of stuff, your energy is getting pulled away, right?
Okay.
And he says, so these kinds of supplements and stuff can help your body to reabsorb that energy. And, of course, you know, because the energy is pulled away, you know, food sensitivities and things like that are kind of a physical manifestation as well as fatigue. And I'm sorry, Eric, sometimes when he talks, he just keeps going. So
so does Eric, when I have a client sitting with me, if I invite Eric into the session, when I put them in regression to meet their family and talk to their spirit guides, if I invite him into the session, would he be willing to come and assist?
She said, fuck yeah. And I'm sorry, Veronica.
I heard the same thing.
I love his attitude.
Yeah.
Alyssa, I raised 3 sons and a daughter. And my 3 sons, oh, my goodness, some of the things they said were just unbelievable. So way to Eric talks is oh so much like my boys.
Aww.
Yeah, well, because he was talking about the third child.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
He's like,
oh my goodness.
Butt.
Oh, he is so, whenever I hear Eric talking, I think, oh, this is my Landon. Absolutely.
Yeah, the third child. Eric's like, that's my dude. My bro.
That's
me. Oh, we're so blessed to be mothers, aren't we?
We are. And aww. Thank you so much for calling. I hope this helps you. And it's just a wonderful thing
oh,
you're doing.
It does.
Thank you. What's chosen to help others.
Take
that
care.
Really
oh,
take
I
care.
Have one more question. Will my
oh, no, we
ever forgive me?
We have to go on to the
we're
next
out of time.
Person. We're to do one question per person. So sorry.
Oh,
but you can do a session with Veronica or Robert if you want. So, yeah.
That sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I hate to do that. It makes me so sad, but I want to get other people in. And we have somebody from the 707 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good. My name is Sylvia, and I'm calling from California.
Well, hi.
Hi.
I recognize the number. I recognize the last four digits of the number for some reason.
Okay. It's not my first time, yes.
Oh, good. Well, welcome back.
Yes. Thank you, Elisa, Eric, Veronica, and everybody for what you're doing, obviously. And my question would be, I have this kind of sensation, and my question would be if it's in my best interest and my sister to move, relocate. I don't know, I have this kind of sense, and I have this question or sense that maybe this is what I have to do or not. So I would like to ask Eric if this is in my best interest.
So you're asking
if moving is in your best interest?
Yes. And the sister. Yeah.
And the sister. The first thing I heard from Eric was the state of Oregon. Does that mean anything to you?
It's obviously it doesn't mean a lot right now. It's not where I am. So the question would it be moving there, or I was thinking going back to my country of origin. Would that be?
I heard Oregon, but maybe I misheard, and it's origin. I don't know. I heard the state of Oregon, but it very well could be the communication. When I hear things, sometimes it's like it breaks up, so it very well could have been origin. Where are you from?
Spain.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's where my folks are from.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long journey. It's not going to happen anytime soon, Eric says. You're not in a hurry, are you? Because it's not going to be...
No, it's just a question. Nope.
Yes. It's not going to be anytime soon, and I'm going to tell you something. The reason that Eric mentioned the word Oregon or the state of Oregon is because there's going to be somebody that crosses your path that's from the state of Oregon. He clarified it. So it could be somebody that you meet that's from Oregon. And in terms of going home, it's probably not going to be for at least another 12 to 18 months will any kind of move happen. Does that fit your time frame?
Yeah, I don't have a time frame right now. It's just a question of if he thinks it's in my best interest.
Well, it's in your best interest right now to stay where you are. Are you dealing with something that's unresolved?
Oh, yeah.
A relationship, perhaps?
I guess. Yeah, not mine, but some sort of relationship.
Well, there's some, And so you've got to figure out how to work with that, and that's going to give you strength.
All right.
Okay? So, Robert, anything from Eric from you?
No, he's just the only thing he did a little second ago is he validated, or he said to me the same thing you said, which is, 12 to 18 months, and she has to take care of things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you clarify where?
Clarify? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, it's breaking up.
Where is the location?
Yeah, I do believe because I heard Oregon and I was miscommunicated at first, like it would be somebody from Oregon coming to you, but you will go back to your roots, which indicates your country origin. Sorry for the miscommunication. Right. Eric's being all flippy here. He's all over the place.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
well,
I'm sure Robert can attest.
Yes.
I'm sure he can. Thank you so much for calling. I think we're going to have to close up the show today, but I would like to have Robert and or Veronica share any kind of information they want.
Go ahead, Robert.
Eric, do you have anything?
I'm always just the same. It's veronicadrake.com. I can share the weather in Pennsylvania, but that's really all I got.
The only thing I was gonna say because I was asking Eric, did he have any words of wisdom? And he said that boogers are like a buffet. You know, there's so many types and flavors.
I'm sure.
He's just
that
being
a
weirdo.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
so
gross.
It's very gross. And that's typically Eric.
he doesn't get gross with me. He gets flippant.
He gets gross. Well, he gets all kinds of ways with me. He's either, like, flippant or he's, like, a little,
yeah.
you know, or he's, like, saying gross things, you know. He's always trying to, well, he used to in the beginning try to do things to, like, shock me. And now he doesn't really try to do that. Now he just mostly tries to make me laugh. So,
I love it. You didn't react to his shocking. You said, okay, dude, bye. All right, well, thank you so much.
Like, I mean,
on that note, we'll all think of boogers tonight.
Oh, great.
That's right. He wanted to leave it on the high note.
Eat them because they're protein people. And bye, and thank you, liveparanormal.com. See you guys. Love
Bye-bye.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Kisses.
Bye.
Kisses.
Bye.